For the Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic, this is Chris Parks, joined by Cassin Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with another week of the Conservation Report here on KJAN. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Well, we're getting into, I guess, a little bit of a lull time of the year here. We've been in that for a little bit, but especially this kind of little segment here before spring starts, it just seems like everything kind of closes off for most part for all the different hunting seasons that were in place. And, you know, people are kind of waiting for that transition period for it to warm up enough to get to the next wave of outdoor activities.
Yeah, it is. This is kind of always a little bit of a strange period in Iowa where, you know, we've got 70 degree temps one day and 30 or 40 the next. And it does get people out and thinking about things to do in the outdoors. And yeah, like you said, we've got a lot of, most of our seasons have closed here. The only hunting season that is really open right now is the continuous year-round open season of coyotes, and that's one that people do partake in on occasion. Trapping wise, people can still go out and trap for beaver, and that's really the only one left for fur bearers. But yeah, this is kind of that transitional season where we don't have good ice for people to go out and ice fish, so the anglers are kind of anxiously awaiting for the lakes to free up of all the ice so they can get out and start fishing from the shore and put their boats back on the water. But it won't be long, and we'll be kind of in the springtime mode here in Iowa.
Yeah. And as you mentioned there, kind of that warning to heed for everyone that did have a good run there, maybe with some ice fishing. Obviously, the temperatures probably have told you here within the last few weeks, but if you had any question at all, it's certainly time now to stay off all of that around the area if there's any left in some of the locations that you've been, because it certainly wouldn't be safe at this point.
Yeah, definitely. The edges have opened up, and, you know, people really, in most places, can't even access the ice, but even if they could, it's still way too dangerous and unpredictable. And I know there's some diehard ice fishermen that have been traveling up to northern Iowa as of late, and there's still some safe ice up the further north that you go, obviously. So if you have to get one more trip in, you're going to have to travel a few hours north, and even before doing so, you need to make sure you're checking the conditions before you waste a trip up there.
Certainly. One thing that folks still could do if, you know, get a nice day out there once in a while like we've had here with some very warm afternoons, you could still hop out into the woods, go for a little stroll, and maybe do some shed antler hunting. That's always something that's kind of popular and just gets you outdoors for a little bit.
Yeah, it is. It's become a very popular sport, if you will, that, you know, you don't have to have any special equipment. You just go out there and go for a walk in the woods, and something that, you know, hunters use. They go out there and look for those antlers that the bucks have shed, maybe a deer that they've been hunting all year, or they can kind of keep track of the growth and the deer's antlers. But yeah, it's a great opportunity, especially to get the kids outdoors. We kind of have done some family hikes and try to make, you know, a little bit of a game or a hunt, if you will, for it. And we've had the kids bring a notebook along, and they just kind of make note of all the different animal species that they see. And, you know, you never know what you're going to bump into. We've seen, obviously, deer and turkey and possum and all sorts of different things. And then we also kind of spend some time identifying the different scat that we see out there in the woods. Maybe, you know, point out some deer rubs that the kids come across, and then, you know, if you're lucky enough, you find a deer antler or two. But one of the things that people do need to keep in mind is if they come across what's commonly known as a deadhead, or it's basically a buck deer that's died and still has his antlers attached to the skull, before you remove it from the woods, you are going to have to get a hold of a conservation officer and talk through the procedure for that with them. So those are the calls I get a lot of this year, is people finding these deadheads. And, you know, just give me a phone call, and we can get you the salvage tag for those types of things if you come across them. So we do get some complaints this time of year about people trespassing on others' property looking for antlers. So if you're going to be out there doing that, obviously make sure that you have permission to be where you're at, or state parks or, you know, a county conservation area. And there's lots of places out there for people to look for those shed antlers or just get out and do some hiking on those nicer days.
Yeah, and I think that we kind of what you mentioned there, it's maybe part of the fun of it is just seeing some different things. I saw a little story recently, and I can't remember exactly now where it was, but there were some folks that were out and doing that, looking for shed antlers, and they came across a situation where a bald eagle had gotten its talons stuck inside of a tree branch and then ended up being stuck there, and they were hanging upside down and unfortunately ended up perishing. Well, those folks got a hold of their, you know, local conservation folks and then figured out how they could get that bird transported then to ended up going to a tribe that, you know, took the proper burial steps there and treated that carcass in the proper way. But just, I guess, kind of goes to show you never know what you're going to run into out there, and you see some different things.
Yeah, you do. You know, this is a great time of the year because obviously there's no green up yet. There's no foliage. So you can kind of go out and those trails that animals use are really, they just kind of pop out at you this time of the year. And, you know, you see all different sorts of sign that animals leave. And you'll come across probably some dead deer because we've had EHD in the area the last year or two. So you'll probably see some dead deer here and there. Dead raccoons are probably something that you might see if you cover enough ground. We're having some distemper go around because our raccoon population is so high right now. So not unlikely to find a raccoon or two in different parts of the woods. So just a good time to get outdoors and kind of enjoy what's out there and see the different things Iowa has to offer.
Yeah, another neat event that's going on here this weekend, and this is something that's just kind of gained in popularity here at the high school level. The National Archery in the Schools program is having their state tournament here this weekend at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. They expect an estimated 2,200 students from more than 125 schools from across Iowa to participate there. That'll be at the Richard O. Jacobson Exhibition Center there in the Iowa State Fairgrounds, and then also in the 4-H building for the two different types of competitions that they'll be having. And those participants obviously get to have some fun competing those days, and then folks are welcome to come observe as well. And a nice little tie-in connection is also going on this weekend is the Iowa Deer Classic there at the Iowa Event Center, and participants and coaches that are involved in the archery tournament are allowed admission into the Iowa Deer Classic upon showing their wristband. So two neat things that are obviously very related to the great outdoors that are going on there in Des Moines this weekend.
Yeah, it's a good weekend to travel to the big city, and there's a lot of different things going on. That archery in the schools program is very popular in Iowa, and there's, like you said, thousands of participants. So it's a really neat program that the kids can get involved in, and it's a different type of sport that, you know, it's not unlike your traditional football or baseball type thing. This is something that you see a wide range of kids competing in, and there's some darn good shots too. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, people can stop by the Deer Classic. There'll be thousands of people roll through that Ivy Hall this weekend, and the DNR conservation officers will have a booth set up there where you can stop in and see some of the big cases that are in the tip trailer and maybe ask some questions or get some information about what's going on in Iowa. So be sure to stop in and say hi at those events.
Yeah, good stuff. If you want to find more out about that archery program as well, you can go to iowadnr.gov/NASP, and that'll get you some of that information. I know we've had some students here within the Atlantic District that have had a lot of great success. Cooper Gibson just recently won a regional tournament that was multiple states involved. So congrats to all those folks that are participating, and hope they have some fun with it for sure. I've got another thing coming up here. If folks are wanting to get to know a little bit more about hunting wild turkeys, there's an opportunity here in the area for them to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, it's one of those events that the DNR puts on with the help of volunteers and help of different NGO groups. And this is going to be coming up here in March on March 15th and 22nd. It's a two-part workshop, so you can go to the DNR's website and sign up for that Learn to Hunt Wild Turkey Workshop. It'll be at Butch Olufsen Range there near Des Moines, and just a neat event where you can go in, and if you don't know much about turkey hunting, they'll kind of run you through the basics there and cover everything from, you know, the clothing and equipment that you might need to have, all the way through processing that bird if you're lucky enough to harvest one. So, good program that we encourage people to attend. You know, if you've never been exposed to turkey hunting and you're just a little bit apprehensive about maybe trying it, this would be a good workshop to kind of get your feet wet and see whether or not this is something that you'd be interested in. And hopefully it encourages people to get out and enjoy turkey hunting, and you know, they're not afraid to go out on their own or with a mentor after that. So, again, that'll be on March 15th and 22nd. Go to the DNR's website. Just like you're going to register for a hunter education program, you can click on that Learn to Hunt Wild Turkey Workshop and get registered to do that. So hopefully we get a full class for that event.
Yeah, great to have those types of opportunities to, like you said, get people introduced and get their feet wet a little bit and make them feel comfortable out there with something new. So, all right, that's kind of our rundown of what we've got going on here this time around. And Grant, we appreciate all your information again this week.
All right, thank you, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right, that's Grant Jelly, the Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for another week of the Conservation Report.